Good morning, friends. Good morning. I'm certainly happy to be coming your way once again with a short gospel broadcast. Now, sometimes the Lord gives me some cheerful little thoughts to pass along to the listeners for the Sunday morning visit. But today, this is not the case. For I have on my heart a very serious, solemn thought, which I hope I'll be able to convey to you in no uncertain terms, for it affects every one of us. And I'm thinking today about eternity. This is a serious thought, and one not to be taken lightly. We find in Psalms 90 and verse 2, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." This lets me know that out there in eternity, even before the world was brought forth, there is God. He is from everlasting to everlasting. And also, you might be interested in knowing that the only place in the Bible that the word eternity is mentioned is found in Isaiah 57:15. Let me share it with you. "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." Well, that also lets me know that out there in eternity is God, and that he is from everlasting to everlasting. We're glad for that. Now, the question might be asked, what really is eternity? Well, let me express it this way. It's something that has no beginning and no ending. It has no bounds. You take the ocean, the sea, if you please. We can calculate how wide it is. They tell us how deep it is in certain places. And I don't know with the modern methods of computing, but what they might be able to tell us, how many gallons of water there is in the ocean, at least to a rough estimate. But this is not the case with eternity. In comparison with time, eternity, we think about being a long time. We think about someone with a long life, perhaps 100 years old or more. Even in the Bible time, we read about those who live to be several hundred years old. And we think, oh, how long that is. And yet, friends, I want you to know that this is really hardly the beginning of eternity. Our nation celebrated its 200th anniversary just recently. And we think, oh, what a long time. And yet, friends, this is just a few days. We think of the ancient landmarks, the pyramids and the tombs and things which have been built many hundreds of years ago. And yet, in comparison to eternity, this is only a beginning. Then, in comparison with space, they tell us, the moon is something like, what, 249,000 miles away at certain seasons? And yet, then they tell us about the stars that are so far away that the light from them is measured in light years. In other words, it takes so many years for the light to even reach the earth. And from there, we get into thoughts that are mind-boggling. Too much to comprehend to think the distance and space out there. And yet, that is not eternity in its fullness, because eternity has no beginning and no ending. Now, I would like to remind each and every listener that all of us are facing eternity. There's no escape. We came into this world as a human being, and we're moving steadily, swiftly forward, born on the tide of time to the shores of eternity. We cannot stay our movement. We're swiftly, surely passing on to that grade beyond. I like to think about some of the events that will take place before what we might say, the final eternity for us all. One of the things ahead of us is death. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment, Hebrews 9:27. So there's no escaping the fact that we're coming down to the closing days of our life. When I was sick and running a fever and pains, we called upon the Lord. God saw fit to heal us. But I was reminded that the time is coming when the Lord is not going to see fit to heal us, and each and every one of us are going to move right out of this world into the great beyond. So, death is certain. Another thing that's certain is the coming of the Lord. We read in Revelation 1:7, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierce him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him." Even so, amen. Friends, can you say amen to the coming of the Lord? Are you ready? Another thing before we think of the final events that take place as each of us reach the shores of eternity, is the dissolution of all things in this world. Looking for, in 2 Peter 3:12, we read, "And hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat." Ah, friends, we think about the earth and the things that are therein, but I want you to know that they're going to be dissolved in that great day at the coming of the Lord. Now, another scripture. "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats." Matthew 25:31-32. So these are some of the events that are going to take place before we reach the shores of that long eternity. Now, let me ask you the question, what will eternity mean to you? Will it mean that you will be forever blessed in the presence of the Lord with all the holy angels and the righteous people from all ages? Will it mean that you have been redeemed from your sins and saved forever by the blood of the Lamb? Or will it be as with so many who go in the broad gate and go down that wicked way of destruction to everlasting disappointment and eternal loss? Will it mean that you will be cast out of the presence of the Lord forever and ever? Oh, my friends, today the thought of hell is not very popular. But the Bible is full of it. The Scriptures tell us of it. Jesus spoke of it. I say it's time that folks woke up and prepared for long eternity. Now remember, the choice is yours, and I'm glad that God made it that way. You have the choice to get ready to meet God. Christ has been provided an atonement for your sins. The choice is yours, and yet sometimes it's so easy to evade the responsibility. Are you evading the responsibility and passing the choice on and not taking advantage of it? Remember, you're choosing not only for life, but for eternity. And the fact remains that if you don't choose in this life, there's no hope beyond the grave, as far as I'm able to determine from the Scriptures. Seek the Lord while he may be found. I'd like you to listen to the words and the way the writer put these words in this, really it's a song, but in this song, Eternity, I stood at the time-beaten portals where many a pilgrim had passed out into the infinite future to be with the pure and the blessed, and musing in silent devotion, eternity seemed to draw near, and strains from the choir of the faithful I seemed in my fancy to hear. I lingered and silently listened to the dull, heavy tread of the years, and thought of the fate of the guilty when Christ in His glory appears. A shudder came over my spirit as I thought what a moment might cost, for eternity's stillness was broken by the groans and the sighs of the lost. I saw then the Judge in His splendor as He stepped to His great judgment seat, and thought of the crashing of ages when time and eternity meet. For time, who has laid many millions to slumber in death's silent shade, shall reel at eternity's presence and sleep in the tomb He has made. Let us work while 'tis day, brother, sister, for soon shall the Master return to garner the wheat that we harvest, the chaff in His fury to burn. Then in haste let us rush to the rescue, but few can we save at the most. Soon millions shall be at the judgment, forever eternally lost. O eternity, long eternity, hear the solemn footsteps of eternity. Our Father, we thank You today for the privilege of bringing Thy Word to the listeners of the broadcast. We ask You that this very solemn thought of eternity may ring in their hearts and their ears until they shall make their peace with God without fail. Oh God, bless each listener this day in a very special way, and Thine shall be the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. I hope that you will give heed to the very solemn thought. Make your peace with God. And so, just like time swiftly moves on, so has this broadcast time moved along. And it's almost time for us to say goodbye. Thank you, I say again, for a few moments of your time. If we may be some help to you in a spiritual way, be sure to let us know. So until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.